Hello. Welcome to Puro Kalaro. Been a long time, guys. Medyo matagal lang walang recording, no? Pero we have a great set of topics coming to you guys. So, without further ado, yeah, start the intro. We're gonna start with a very interesting topic that has been nipping at the bud of my brain. Of course, alam niyo na yung title, Are Gamers Bad Critics? So bakit, I mean, why would I, or why would we actually think this, diba? Let's start with, I mean, comparing expert versus user reviews, diba? So, alam naman natin sa Metacritic, medyo naihiwalay yung, what do you call this, yung reviews. Meron dyan yung from critics themselves, yung mga galing sa mga gaming journalists and everything. Tapos yung the other one is the user experience naman. More often than not, or most of the time, siguro 99% of the time, the review scores for both sides are varying or very different. So pwedeng usually mas mataas yung pagdating sa critics. Pagdating naman sa user reviews, very low. So, ito yung mga medyo question natin palagi kung bakit yung user experience mababa. And that's what we're gonna talk about. Is it really just bad reviews from users? Are gamers really bad critics when it comes to games? Ano ba talaga yung nahanap ng mga gamers na katulad natin? Versus ano ba talaga yung set of criterias that reviewers or video game journalists na nagre-review ng games actually consider when it comes to games, and should we as gamers should also consider it just to give the game, the developers, the publishers, and the game itself a fair shake, ika nga, di ba? So tamang patas lang, di ba? So ano ba yung nagiging problema talaga pagdating sa mga reviews ng games or sa mga criticisms ng games, okay? Syempre, yung pinamalaking problema dyan is yung review bomb, okay? Ano ba talaga yung ibig sabihin ng review bombing? So, I mean, if you're still hiding under the, ano, and medyo bago sa iyo yung term na review bomb, ito yung, let's say lumabas ang game, syempre may mga scores yan, may mga review yan that anyone can actually say something, which is, yun naman talaga ngayon yung social media, di ba? Everyone has a voice. So, pagdating sa mga sites na katulad ng Metacritic, even Steam reviews, you can actually base it on your own experience. If you own the game on Steam, you can actually post a review yourself, what you think about the game and everything. And everything will be considered by those who are have still yet to play the game or still to buy the game. Makikita nila yung mga review nyo doon. Kung mataas yung mga likes mo din, makikita mo ikaw tataas ka doon and everything. So, review bomb, yun nga, balik tayo sa review bomb, is people continuously reviewing a particular game or anything, any media, as long as there's a platform to review it. Kaya tinawag na bomb is continuously binababa nila rin ratings. Let's say 5 stars yan, binibigyan nila ng 1 star rating. Even 0 stars yung iba. So, there are varying reasons on why people do this. Sometimes, sa Reddit pa lang, nag-start na yan. Kasi sa Reddit, may kita mo dyan, may mga downvotes and everything like that. So, minsan talagang there are several other reasons. Personal reasons, ayaw nila sa publisher, ganun, ayaw nila ng game, ayaw nila ng, let's say, there's a social factor in the game and everything like that. So, there are several reasons. So, yun lang naman yung ibig sabihin ng review bomb, okay? Basta binababa lang nila, dinadownvote lang nila palagi, or binababa nila yung score ng isang isang game based on whatever reason. Sometimes it's a trending reason, pare-pareho sila ng reasons. Sometimes talaga mababa lang talaga. Okay? So, ano ba yung mga example ng mga early review bombs? Even as early as ano eh, as Spore, 2008 pa yon. Meron ng mga ganun eh. Kasi may ginawang mali yung EA. Alam naman natin ang EA. So, ang nangyari kasi I think sa Spore, if I can recall, is that there is very, what do you call this, low, yung mga installation pa eh. So, ibig sabihin, you are limited to like 3 installations lang. So, pwedeng nagbago ka computer, install mo. Hanggang 3 lang talaga siya. So, pag hanggang 3 lang, you have to contact yung EA support, I guess. Yun yung mga nasa articles noon na nakita ko. Ako kasi, I bought, when I had Spore, I was in, I think I was in Xbox or PS2. I forgot. So, basta console ko nilaro yung Spore, eh. Not really sa PC. So, syempre sa PC, installations yan. So, you only have 3 installations. Pag ina-install mo yan sa, ano mo, sa PC mo, tapos nire-install mo, hanggang 3 lang yung talagang pwede mong yan. Syempre, hindi pwede yun. Unlimited yun. So, in this case, justifiable yung review bomb talagang binabagsak nila because of that specific feature. And I don't recall if they actually changed that, and I think they changed that a few years pa. Ganun naman ang EA, medyo matigas ang ulo eh, diba? So, yan, in this case, justifiable yung review bomb. Talagang, because of a bad feature that a game has, dapat talagang, hindi naman, mahirap kasi sabihin na dapat eh. Pero, in this case, you would understand why people would feel that way and why would they score it a low score dun sa mga katulad ng sites and Steam reviews or Metacritic or something like that, diba? Yan. So, let's go to siguro puntahan natin kung bakit nakaka-apekto nito yung explanation kung bakit nagre-review bomb nga yung mga tao, di ba? So, let's talk about the factors on why. First, yung sinabi ko kanina, emotional factor. So, pwedeng bumili mo yung game, hindi mo lang siya gusto, hindi mo talaga siya gusto. I mean, you're probably not the market for that game. Pero siguro nakita mo yung trailer, uy maganda, you had money, you bought it, and then you didn't like it. Malamang pagdating sa Steam niyan, you're gonna review it very low. Okay? Or pagdating sa Metacritic, yung parang, I didn't like the game because ganyan-ganyan. Minsan may mga gano'n naman gamers eh, na sobrang, minsan as slow as ano yung mabagal lang yung loading times. Slow loading times, pak, nirefund pa. So minsan may mga gano'n eh. So, we're not saying that everything, pero the reason why I thought of the title Gamers Are Bad Critics is because right now we in the internet world or in the social media world are given the power to actually say what we want, okay, and do what we want, basically as consumers, diba? So, makikita naman natin din sa other products eh, 'di ba? So may emotional factor talaga minsan pagdating sa mga binibili natin. So pag hindi maganda yung product, let's say bumili ka sa kahit McDonald's, bumili ka sa McDonald's tapos yung fries na nakuha mo medyo stale. So syempre may masasabi ka. Pero pag umalis ka na kasi sa store, hindi ka na nakatamad na bumalik just to rant and just to magreklamo pagdating doon, lalabas pa parang Karen, di ba? So, if there are avenues for us to review everything that we actually buy, it would be the same actually as in gaming, di ba? It could be justifiable or not. Pero review bombing or being a bad critic really, and not thinking of what your words can actually do, you're being a bad critic at that point, diba? So, hindi mo sila binibigyan ng fair shake, diba? So, you have to consider the options talaga. So, isang malaking reason why there's review bombing, emotional factor. So, mas maloob mo. Pangit yung graphics, pangit yung, ayun nga, mahaba yung loading times, pangit yung menu. Minsan may mga ganun talaga sa Steam. Kung if you guys wanna browse on several other games, yung mga ganyan, just read the reviews on a particular game, matatawa ka talaga minsan. So, minsan galit lang talaga sila. Minsan, this game sucks, bla bla bla, yung ganyan. Tapos minsan mababaw, tapos may kita mo yung hours na nilaro nila, mga 3 hours lang. So, they didn't really play the game longer. So, ako kasi, what I consider is, those who have played hundreds of hours of that particular game, if they reviewed it very low, medyo talagang kailangan may consider yun. Kung bibili mo ba yung game na yun, are you gonna give in to the hype? Just, eh, marami kasi, di ba? Or, andyan yung mga kaibigan ko, di ba? So, nakakatulong talaga yung mga reviews. Pero, there are really some people, they played like 45 minutes of the game. Minsan, ito rin yung mga, ano eh, mga, siguro mga, low-end lang na mga gaming journalists, siguro mababa, ano lang, maliit lang yung readers nila, maliit lang yung mga hits nila and everything, they're given a copy of the game, they will play it until such and such that they can already create an article of review. So minsan, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours lang yan, which is what I did back then. So, ganun talaga. Pero whatever I review it, I give it a fair shake. I have my own criteria of judging, ika nga. And just to give the developers in this case something to work on. Diba? Kasi you're reviewing not just for other gamers, which is very rare naman talaga ng isang gamer. Hindi naman very rare, pero uncommon sa isang gamer na kung hindi siya nagbabasa siya ng Steam reviews or nagbabasa siya ng Metacritic, just to check out ano ba yung sinasabi ng marami. And there are times lang naman talaga nanonood lang silang reviews like from IGN. Makikita mo kung ilan yung ano from GameSpot and everything. SkillUp, di ba? So, isa sa mga famous reviewers. In my case, gusto ko si ACG because he really gives it a fair shake and he doesn't really... He's given a review copy pero binibili pa rin niya yung game. So, yun gusto ko sa kanya eh. Si ACG, you guys need to check that reviewer on YouTube. So, magaling siya. It's usually more than 10 minutes yung ano niya, videos niya. Medyo mahaba, pero detailed kasi talaga yung pagkaka-review niya. And okay naman siya. Entertaining naman siya. Hindi naman siya boring. May pipira-pira sa inyo talaga kung ano ba talaga maganda sa game. Even yung sound and how they use this, how the menu is, how it looks, and everything like that. Hindi lang yung, maganda yung graphics, maganda yung game, sikat yung title yun. Diba? 10 out of 10. Modern Warfare. Sorry, meme yun eh. Okay. So, yun yung sinasabi sa emotional factor. Okay? Let's go to the other factor, which is social relevance. Ito medyo rare, pero nauuso kasi ito eh. Madaming nagagalit kasi on both sides, yung mga tinatawag nilang woke or SJWs, tapos yung sinatawag naman nila yung iba, which is yung sobrang what I call this right wing naman talaga, nagalit naman talaga sa ano, sa anything that is not woke, mga ganon. So or siguro yung mga anything that would be parang masculine masyado, yung mga ganon, yun ang mga gusto nila. So, mga typical gamers talaga, may mga sides talaga yan eh. So one particular example of social relevance factor pagdating sa mga review bombing or being a bad critic of gamers is yung Last of Us Part 2, which is a great game, 'di ba? Nanalo pa siya ng Game of the Year. So Last of Us Part 2 was a masterpiece in my opinion of storytelling. The gameplay is okay lang kasi it wasn't really designed for you to actually be a skillful gamer when playing Last of Us in the Last of Us The Last of Us series. It's basically just playing the game, having the experience. And Sony naman talaga, magaling naman talaga dyan eh. Ang Sony Studios naman talaga, magaling talaga sila pagdating sa storytelling. Meaning, it's an enjoyable ride once you're finished with the game. So, or it's a great ride. Para siyang roller coaster na pagtatapos ko talaga, okay yun ah. maganda yun, maganda yung game. You're gonna feel good after, regardless of whatever the story, wherever the story goes, di ba? So ganun talaga yung Sony in most of their releases, okay? Last of Us Part 2 had a social relevance factor when it comes to their review bombing is because of several, ika nga eh, 21st century topics. Like, si Ellie is actually a lesbian, or part of the LGBTQ community. Tapos, namatay pa yung isang protagonist, which is favorite ng mga, syempre, favorite ng lahat, kasi nga, dalawa naman talaga yung main characters dyan. Diba? So, and also, you get to play one of the antagonists. And that particular antagonist, which is a woman, is not a typical woman that you would play. Hindi siya yung girly-girly, na maganda, na sexy, or even anime body or something like that. Medyo, ano siya, brusko. Pero she's not in any way, what do you call this, part of the LGBTQ community. She's not even that beautiful when portrayed on the video game. So, hindi nila gusto yon. So, maraming factors kung bakit hindi. Pero the reason why the review bombed talaga is hindi nila gusto yung mga features na yon. Or part of the story na gano'n. So, merong LGBTQ, pinatay pa yung ano niyan. So, patong-patong na, naging social relevant na siya. Socially relevant na siya in today's times, di ba? So, in all honesty, alam niyo naman kung ano yung stand ko dyan, pagdating dyan. I'm not siding with anything, pero I'm just, meh. So, what if it's there? Di ba? So dapat gano'n naman talaga ang ano natin. Ano naman ngayon? It's not gonna affect me if the character I'm playing is LGBTQ. Bakit parang ba't ka natatakot? Why are you fearing? Or why are you even hating or even giving out energy on that sort of thing? Di ba? You're actually being a bad critic at that point. Why do you feel like ugh when it comes to topics like what do you call these stories that feature like gay characters or anything like that? It doesn't matter. Diba? Are you gonna play the game or not? If you're not gonna play, why do you need to review it or say your piece about it? It doesn't matter kasi you're not playing the game. Parang sinasabi, oh, you kasi may iba kasi parang ang reason, oh, you destroyed something I love. No, this is part 2 eh. This is a different game. Diba? This is a different game from what you're used to. So, you like Last of Us Part 1 or The Last of Us, that's okay. Part 2 is a different story. If you don't like where the story is going, then don't play it. Diba? Diba? Baga inggit-pikit na lang. Hindi naman. I'm just saying na parang, so what if the story goes there na lang? Diba? So what if the story goes there? If you don't like the story, there's always a skip button. You don't like it, ganyan-ganyan. Diba? It will ruin your entire experience. It's because you feel that way. Diba? These are things that you need to get used to if you're that kind of person na naapektuhan kapag may mga LGBTQ issues or something like that. Oh, I don't really care. A bad story is a bad story. A good story is a good story. I think that Last of Us Part 2, I played it. It's actually a good story. It's very 21st century. It's not the typical hero story that you're used to. Diba? Yung hero's journey, paulit-ulit na naman kasi yan eh. Hero's journey palagi. If you guys are aware of what the hero's journey is, look it up. You know yung mga things na ano. Typical hero story is ano? Hero's journey story is A New Hope, Star Wars. Yan yun. So, laging starts off na parang walang-wala yung main protagonist. Tapos, makakahanap siya ng That, I mean, he doesn't like the life that he's in. He wants to go out. He finds a mentor. Then he goes to a turning point where he needs to decide to go and or not. Usually, he decides not to go to the adventure. Pero it usually is that the thing na yung tragedy sa buhay niya, that he has no choice but to go on with the journey and everything. So, yun, ganun lang naman palagi yun. And then, ayun na, trials and tribulations na, ano yung kailangan niya para ma-attain yung pinaka, para maging hero and everything like that. So, there are tropes that you need to follow when it comes to that. So, may playbook yan. Sanay ang mga video game or yung mga traditional video gamers na mag-follow doon. Pag hindi nag-follow doon, especially if it's a female character, or someone who is part of the LGBTQ community, pag hindi siya male, nagkakaroon ng issue sa mga gamers. Kasi mostly male, di ba? Pero, like I said, 21st century na, 40% of the pro, or even 50% of the gamers are female ngayon. Everyone is playing games. So, you just have to live with it. Everyone is being represented. Everyone is not being left out. I mean, I'm not talking in terms of like Anita Sarkeesian level or anything like that. I actually hate that woman. Kasi masyadong OA, yung pagka-feminist niya and everything like that. Pero I'm just saying that you can live with it. It's a video game. I'm not saying it's just a game. I'm saying it's a video game. There are other factors where it would make you play the game. Diba? I mean, to be honest, there are a lot of male or of these same people who hate the LGBTQ that are actually playing female characters for whatever reason. So, medyo yun yung medyo magulo. So, bakit hindi nyo nalang hayaan? Diba? Just let it be. Okay? Alright. And, of course, meron pa tayo isang factor, yung bad perspective factor. What do we mean by bad perspective? So, ito yung mga medyo yung sinabi ko nga kanina. Hindi naman siya, part din siya ng emotional factor, pero katulad yung bad loading screen. Ayaw mo lang ng isang aspect. Pangit yung perspective mo talaga. Tapos ni-review bomb nyo na. Diba? Let's say bad perspective is hindi ko gusto yung graphics. Like for example, one of the most famous games of all time, Minecraft. Maraming may ayaw ng Minecraft because of one specific reason. Ayaw nila ng graphics. Pero hindi naman pangit yung graphics. Maganda ang graphics ng Minecraft. Hindi mo gusto yung artwork. Yung style na ginawa niya yan. Remember, Minecraft was actually made by one person. That person was a coder, doesn't really care about aesthetics or anything like that. He just cares that the game works. And the game has worked for more than a decade now. Diba? So yun. I mean, it doesn't matter if... nung bata pa nga ako eh, when panahon pa ng family computer and everything like that, we even had ang mga Pinoy mahilig siya sa mga aesthetics, sa mga ganda, yung maganda, ooh, wow, yung mga ganun-ganun klaseng graphics. Pero yung mga Amerikano, or sa West, they don't really care about the graphics as long as the game works, as long as the gameplay is superb, as long as it's a gameplay gives you a new experience on how to actually play something. Hindi siya yung the same old, tas nagbabago lang yung skin. Yun ang Western, yun ang Western, more often than not, yun ang Western perspective when it comes to things. Pero pagdating sa Asia talaga, kahit yung Asian talaga, yung Chinese, Japanese, even Southeast Asia, they just like good graphics. That's the reason why mas marami dito na gamers, even if it's a really bad game, even if it's a game that was just created to reel you in, katulad ng mga gacha games, it's just gonna reel you in, it has bright graphics, good menus, and everything like that, but the gameplay is shit. And when I mean shit, it's the same old. Ibig sabihin, clicker lang siya. What do you call this? Idle lang talaga siya. It doesn't really give you anything other than hook you in, get you addicted. Yun ang pinakapatok dito. Diba? Yun ang pinakapatok dito sa Asia. Which boggles my mind na parang ayaw nyo ba ng experience? Ayaw nyo ng, what do you call this, ng magandang feeling na not just the graphics and everything like that. The graphics should be there to immerse you. Okay? Pero not really to halos ma-epilepsy ka na sa dami ng mga particles na nasa harap, nasa mukha mo. Diba? So, hindi yung puro palamuti lang. Kailangan maganda rin yung video games. Ngayon, makikita nyo, nagiging trend ngayon sa may mga nilalabas ng trailers ang mga Chinese developers or Chinese publishers, video game publishers. Makikita nyo, sobrang ganda ng mga graphics nila. Sobrang high-end. Unreal Engine 4, Unreal Engine 5. They're really going and spending all this money just to actually get all these techs perfect look, environmental effects and everything like that, volumetric, volume, lahat ng nasa settings ng isang game, makikita nyo doon na ginagamit na ng mga Chinese developers. Pero I'm sure the gameplay of that will be shit. Kasi you've already spent so much on art and polishing the look of the game without even considering what game would this be. How will this change this particular genre, this particular, or the video game industry? Will this be, are we gunning for game of the year? Diba? So that's why it takes decades to actually develop a game because you have to consider these things. Saan ba tayo lulugar? Kasi kung makikita mo, I mean, for those who are playing on PC, pag pinunta mo yung Steam, alam mo ba kung ilang milyong games ang meron sa Steam kumpara sa library na meron ng PS5? In total, lahat na ng PlayStation titles, tingin mo, uubra yan sa dami ng games sa Steam? Diba? Hindi sila uubra. Million ang game sa Steam. Hindi mo na alam kung anong bibilin mo. Maraming mga bago, kaya minsan nagpapadala ka na lang sa hype. Pero sobrang dami ng game sa Steam. Pero mga 10% lang dun sa dami ng game sa Steam. Magaganda. Ang talaga makukonsider mo na video game talaga siya. Most of the time, the game is trash. I'm not talking about yung mga indie developers na pangit yung graphics, yung ganyan-ganyan. Hindi yun. Maraming basurang game talaga sa Steam na it's just there to actually get that few dollars para bilin mo. Ganyan-ganyan. Diba? May mga ganun talaga. Diba? Pero quantity does not mean that all the games are quality. Ika nga. Diba? So, makikita mo, matagal talaga mag-develop ng video games. Makikita mo dyan sa Sony, sobrang konti lang ang library nila. Why? Because they wanted na pag-release sila, hindi yung putyo-putyo lang yung lalabas. Diba? As we saw in one of the AAA titles, which is Cyberpunk 2077, ang tagal. Ngayon pa, at kailan ni-release yan? 2019? Ngayon lang siya maganda talaga. Ngayon lang siya maganda. May mga bugs pa rin siya na medyo nakakainis, pero hindi na siya katulad ng level nung pagka-release niya ng 2019. So, ngayon, maganda na siya. Diba? Ngayon siya dapat ni-release. Ibig sabihin, hindi nila dapat minadali. They should have taken their time. Siguro, bigyan nila lang 2 years more. Siguro, 2022 or 2021, na-release nila yon. Maganda na yung game na yun. Yun. Kung nagbigyan lang sila ng konti pang time, ganun. Eh, ganun ang Sony eh. Ganun ang Sony to a certain part, ganun din ang Microsoft. Microsoft Studios, ganun din sila mag-release. So, they really take their time because when you release a game, especially on console, palugino nga yung benta mo ng mga console, pangit pa yung game mo. Di ba? So, hindi pa pwede yun. Hindi pwedeng basta-basta na lang mag-release ng game. Hindi katulad sa PC na mabilis mag-release yung mga developers, generally, not really AAA developers, pero mabilis mag-release ng game sa Steam. And more often than not, early access yan, ganyan-ganyan, hindi pa sila talaga kompleto. Diba? So, hindi mo alam kung gaano, hindi ko alam kung gaano kalami yung early access na, na games ngayon. Even AAA, what do you call this, AAA titles na nasa early access. I mean, Baldur's Gate 3, isa sa mga, apakagandang game, and I'm sure when it's finished, it's gonna be good. Ang tagal niya na sa, ano, sa early access. And you can, you can play the game from start to finish now, pero it's still in early access, meaning you'll definitely experience a very, what do you call this, a low experience when you're playing that, or you can even say bad experience, kasi early access pa siya. I mean, Mountain Blade Bannerlord 2, ano siya, or Mountain Blade Bannerlord, kailan lang siya ni-release? I think 2 months ago. Kailan lang siya ni-release? Ang tagal niya, ang tagal ko nang binili yun. Nakalimutan ko na nga. Isip ko, meron ba akong Mountain Blade? Nung nakita ko sa Steam library ko, meron pala ako neto eh. Diba? So, I'll play it one day. Pero, yun nga, ang tagal niya nasa early access. Maraming, may mga mixed reviews dyan. Minsan, yun ang pinakaayaw ng mga developers. Pag nakalagay mixed reviews, I mean, ibig sabihin, almost 50-50 yung bad reviews and good reviews nila. Okay? And like I said, doon mo makikita lang yung mga bad perspective factors. Ayaw nila yung game, hindi para sa kanila. Binili pa rin nila, pero bago nila i-refund, kasi pwede ka naman mag-refund sa Steam or any other, ano, any other platform like Epic and everything like that, pwede ka naman mag-refund as long as you, let's say, within 48 hours na nilalaro mo or 2 hours nilalaro mo or something like that, pwede mo ibalik yung game. Pwede mo ibalik at full price or whatnot. Tapos, you can even leave a review. Yun yung problema. You will leave a review pa. So, parang, yun, 3 hours mo lang nilaro tapos nag-review ka pa, binalik mo pa or something like that. So, medyo it leaves a bad taste and it's a bad perspective factor kasi hindi talaga ikaw yung market, binili mo yung game. So parang nagugulo ka lang, 'di ba? So parang let's say hindi ka naman mahilig sa Tokneneng or sa itlog in general. So bumili ka ng Tokneneng. Tapos sinasabi mo pangit naman pala ng lasa nito. Mahilig ka ba sa itlog? 'Di ba? Parang hindi ka pala mahilig sa itlog, bakit bumili niyan? 'Di ba? Eh kasi binibili nila eh. Yung ganun, bad perspective factor talaga. As in, talagang galing siya sa bad faith talaga in the sense na hindi ka naman talaga maglalaro eh. Hindi ka naman talaga maglalaro, di ba? Marami nga sa atin dyan, hindi nakakalaro eh. Pero meron kaming game niyan. Nakabili kami niyan, pero hindi kami nakakalaro niyan. Why? Kasi syempre, may trabaho, busy, may family na kami. So, hindi naman namin in-expect na hindi kami makakalaro, pero gusto namin laro. Balang araw. Madalas problema ng mga gamers ngayon yan eh. Dami-dami mong games, hindi mo malaro yung iba, wala kang oras. So yun, adulting talaga ganun. Diba? Pero, we're not gonna leave a bad review because hindi ka naman malaro eh. Minsan may mga ganun bad perspective. Talaga makikita niyo talaga yung mga reviews. Talagang worst of the worst. Na parang, minsan, mga memes, meme na lang talaga yung mga ni-review nila, bad perspective talaga na parang akala ko katulad siya ng COD. Eh parang, ibang game to eh, bakit iniisip mo Call of Duty siya? So parang, alam mo yon, talagang gano'n na lang eh. Diba? So, why are we talking about this? Because the same bad critics in general are also review bombing other medias like movies and all that for the same exact reason. Diba? May LGBT lang sa pelikula, i-review bomb nila for some reason. Diba? Meron naman mga justifiable na parang kasama siya sa Me Too movement or nagkaroon ng harassment yung isang producer or part ng or actor or something like that, then they're gonna review bomb it. They're gonna give, I know it's, but it's, if it's not released yet, it's more of a warning eh. It's more of a warning to the producer itself or the people who are putting out the film to actually think twice. Yung isang example dyan na medyo near sa mga gamers is yung Sonic. Diba? Nagkaroon tayo ng, hindi naman siya review bomb, pero we criticize how Sonic actually looked. And look where that what happened to that. Pinalta nila. They actually spent money to actually make Sonic more like Sonic versus more like a hedgehog. So sometimes Hollywood kasi basura eh. 'Di ba? Minsan whitewashed yung ano, 'di ba? Naalala niyo pa yung mga movie niyo, mga Dragon Ball or something like that, 'di ba? If that happened in this day and age, after mga 2015, oh my God. Bugbog talaga yung game na 'yon. Ay, sorry, yung movie na 'yon, 'di ba? So, it's the same bunch of people who are because they have the power nga eh. They have the power. So in the I mean in what do you call this in closing or in summary or in full explanation. What do we really want here as a future few what are the future implications of this? What should we really do as gamers to actually not really be a good critic, pero at least be on the middle ground, 'di ba? Of course, hindi natin maiiwasan maging emotional, 'di ba? Hindi natin maiiwasan maging emotional. Hindi natin maiiwasan na our beliefs actually intrude on what we say in these reviews or yung social relevance factors, 'di ba? Pero and sometimes we do have bad perspectives on things, 'di ba? Until we play it or until we get to a certain level or until we finish the game, hindi natin talaga ma-appreciate yung game. So, what should we do as gamers when it comes to being a critic yourself, di ba? So, just think about this. Just be fair, okay? And don't be fair in your own terms. Kasi ba, hindi, yun yung fair sa akin eh. Hindi, di ba? You're trying to be cruel. So, you need to think about it first. Try not to be emotional when you're trying to write that review, di ba? Have a particular list of what you consider good for you. Maghanap ka ng GTA 5, di ba? Let's base it on GTA 5. I'm not saying that a game should be GTA 5. I'm just saying, what are the things that you liked about GTA 5 that made you think that it's actually a good game? Diba? What made you marble let gusto mo Red Dead Redemption 2? Bakit maganda sa iyo ang Red Dead Redemption 2? Graphics lang ba? Maganda ba yung graphics? Or maganda yung storya? Or maganda yung gameplay? Or yung pagka sunod-sunod ng mga nangyayari? Or yung mga small features niyan? Uy, kaya ko palang gawin to dito. Ang galing ah. So, what are those factors? Maganda ba yung music? Maganda ba yung sound? Does it feel impactful to you? Do you feel immersed? Mga ganong klaseng factors, those are very legitimate factors. And you need to, what do you call this, put those into words when you're trying to review a game itself. Why do you need to do that? Because like I said, your audience is not just other people. Kung other people lang, di bahala ka na kung anong gusto mo isulat dyan na review. 'Di ba? Kung ano yung sikat, ano yung uso, 'di ba? And usually cruelty is always uso, eh, 'di ba? So sikat ka diyan. Kung yan ang gusto mo, di yan, maging ganong klaseng reviewer ka. Pero how do you become a good critic in that way or a good reviewer? You have to be fair. Kasi nga, ang audience mo rin is yung mga game developer din, 'di ba? Do you want the future of video games to be just about the hype. So, ang lalabas lang ng mga games is katulad lang ng Modern Warfare, puro ganyan lang, or puro GTA 5 lang, which is open world 3D, puro ganyan na, kasi nanggaling na tayo sa mga ganyan eh. I mean, if hindi goldfish yung memory mo, 10 years ago, maraming lumabas na yung ganyan, lahat ginaya na, GTA clone, ang dami ng clone ng mga games eh. It's the same old video games. Diba? And sometimes, kung hype ka lang talaga na tao, gusto mo lang talaga yung mga hype, gusto mo lang yung mga sikat na games, gusto mo lang yung ilalaro ng lahat or yung mga favorite streamers mo, eh di dun, you stick to that. Diba? What you will end up with is what we have now. Toxic people, bad critics, ang ilalaro lang, League of Legends, Valorant, paulit-ulit. I'm not saying that you shouldn't play with your friends and everything like that, but your culture is very small when it comes to video games. Okay? So, you'll end up playing the same games over and over and over again until you die. Or until the end of time. Ganun lang yung and hindi lang yun lang ang lalaroin mo. Yun lang talaga yung malalaro natin. Bakit? Kasi yun lang naman eh. Yun lang yung hype eh. It's the same reskin of every game of every game. If we're giving these developers fair shake or fair criticisms, maganda ba yung graphics mo? Hindi maganda yung art nyo? Hindi maganda yung music nyo? Hindi maganda yung gameplay, di ba? Bakit hindi maganda? Siyempre, di-discuss mo sa kanila yon, bakit hindi maganda, and everything like that. So they can at least improve it, di ba? If not on the game that you're reviewing, in their future endeavors, na parang, oh, last ano, ang dami nating na-receive na gano'n. Kasi I'm sure, you will have like-minded individuals who think the same thing, di ba? And those would, what do you call this, in the end, kumbaga at the end of the ano, pag nakita na ng mga director o ng development team yan, ang makikita nila is the same people are saying the same things about our game. So we need to change this. Diba? Doon ko makakita ng magandang feedback. Diba? Proper feedback, proper reviewing of games para malaman nila kung ano yung pangit tsaka ano yung maganda sa games nila. Kasi minsan, what a developer thinks about their game is not what the user actually thinks. And that happens all the time. Hindi yan yung intention namin. Hindi namin intention na ganyan yung lalaroin yung game namin. Pero, siyempre, tayo yung mas marami, gamers ang pinakamas marami, wala silang choice kundi mag-submit dun sa meta. Kung paano tayo maglaro, yun yung usual na ibig sabihin ng meta, hindi yung meta ng Facebook, ha? So, yung ibig sabihin usually ng meta is how we are playing the game now. How we are playing the game now. Diba? Developers can always intervene and change the meta on how we're playing the game. Pero ito yung pinaka most efficient, most effective way that we can win is playing this way. Yun yung meta. Okay? And more often than not, that's not how the developers meant for you to actually play that. Pero since wala naman tayong magagawa, we have no control over the systems and everything like that, we're just playing it as it is, and this is the best way to actually play, then we're playing, everyone is playing that way. Everyone will emulate everyone. May kita mo dyan yung mga YouTube guide, how to fast leveling up, ganyan-ganyan, lahat ng mga tips and trips. Andyan na lahat. Until another update na babaguhin nila yon. So, may kita mo yan. Andyan sa League, andyan sa ano, di ba? So it's the same old, everyone is emulating everyone. Diba? That's okay. Pero at least, developers know about it. So they can change it. Pero if all you can say is, pangit kasi graphics nyo eh. 1 star. What? Diba? Especially sa Google, sa Android. Diba? Sa Google Play. Read yung mga reviews ng Google Play bago may download yung game. Nakita mo kung gaano ka bosura yung mga reviews. Hindi kasi nag-connect eh. Hindi nag-connect, hindi nagbubukas yung internet ko. Pangit yung game nyo. Eh, bakit naging problema ng game yun? Internet mo yun. Baka naman, uy, pangit yung server, mataas yung ping. Eh, baka naman kasi naglalaro ka sa North America. Maglaro ka sa Asia, Southeast Asia in particular, para malapit-lapit yung server. Singapore, mababa yan. Hong Kong, mababa ang ping dyan. Diba? As long as di ka nag-sento, maganda yung ping na yan. Makakapatay at makakapatay ka. Diba? Huwag mo nang asahan na kahit nasa 200 Mbps ka, kung naiintindihan lang talaga ng mga kabataan ngayon. Diba? Kasi katulad ko, dumaan ako dyan sa mababang internet. Alam namin, why is it very slow? Is it us or is it the server? Diba? So if your speed is okay, then it's a server. Server that you're downloading from, they're slow. Their server is slow. They have probably huge traffic. Diba? Kaya mabagal dumating sa'yo kung ano man yun. Video ba yan or something like that. Kaya siya mabagal. It's because their servers are slow. And they don't have the money to actually expand the servers because most of the time, mga Pilipino lalo na, 200 Mbps ka nga, naka-converge ka and all that, pero yung website na pinupuntahan mo, eh, chipipay. Di ba? Free. Free movies, mga ganyan. Magtiis ka na maglo-load yan. Hindi dahil sa internet mo yan, dahil sa server nila. Ganon din sa video games. Kung yung server mo is malayo, gusto mo North America, kasi gabi ka lang naglalaro, eh magtiis ka na mataas yung ping mo. Magtatatalong ka dyan sa lugar. Di ba? Nagki-clip ka, naglalag ka, and everything like that. And huwag ka na mag-type na lag, 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 ganyan. Kasi lag. Naglalaro ka sa States eh. Mabagal talaga. Nasa 200 pataas yung ping dyan. Minsan, pag nasa 300 to 400 ka na, mag-quit ka na. Kasi madidisconnect ka na nun. Unplayable na yun, di ba? 230 plus, yan. Pwede ka pa, pwede pa. Di ba? Although they would hate you for that, kasi nga, hahabol sila dun sa ping mo. Pero yun nga, di ba? Isip-isip ng konti, di ba? Huwag natin sisihin kagad yung video game, isipin mo natin, tayo ba ang problema o yung game? Di ba? Bago mo bigyan ng bad critic yung isang game, di ba? Isipin mo muna. Isipin mo muna, ikaw ba yung may problema? O yung server nila, di ba? O yung, kasi yung server nila. So, server nila, paanong, ano nun, workaround dun? Maghanap ka na malapit sa server dun sa game na yun, di ba? So, mostly naman, automatic, nadidetect naman nila kung nasang region ka. So, they will connect you to people near you. Di ba? Sama-sama kayong maglaro. So, pag bago ang game, sa Asia, konti lang naglalaro palagi. Unless sobrang hype. Yan, katulad ng Modern Warfare, di ba? Marami na, meron man tayong mayamang neighbor na China, so lahat sila maglalaro. Yan. Good luck na nga lang talaga sa Asian region kung paano tayo mag-communicate, pero at least meron tayong kalaro. So, yan. So, yan. Like I said, bad perspective factor, wag natin masyadong isipin yun. Future implications naman, kasi nga, nagsispill over na siya to other media, yung ganong klaseng ugali na because you have a voice, you're gonna use it when and whatever you want. No, just be fair. Yun lang naman. Yun lang naman, I mean, on my part, on my opinion, or my suggestion, just be fair. Give everyone their fair shake. Give them complete good criticism. Otherwise, in the future, yung implication kasi niya, hindi na maganda yung mga lalaroin nating games. Kung ano na lang yung uso at kung ano yung mas sila kikita, yun na lang ang gagawin nilang games. Hindi na sila mag-experiment na ito bagong game, ito bagong gameplay, ito bagong world. No, gusto mo lang naman talaga ng GTA 5, gagawa na lang kami ng GTA 5 clone, laruin mo. Diba? So ikaw ngayon, bili ka lang ng bili ng game na GTA 5. Hindi mo na po na parang, pare-pareho lang yung binibili ko. Yun at yun din yung mga games na binibili ko. There's nothing wrong with that, but you're not gonna grow. You're not gonna experience new things when it comes to video games. Kasi remember, video games is now part of the entertainment industry. Okay? Huwag nyo sabihin na laro lang or ganyan-ganyan or anything like that. Part na siya ng entertainment industry. Siya ang pinakamalaking entertainment industry sa lahat ng industriya sa entertainment. Siya talaga, walang sinabi ang movies, walang sinabi ang TV, walang sinabi ang ano, video games talaga, nandiyan lahat ng pera. So if you want the games that you like to play to be better and your experiences to be better, be a good critic. Okay? Kasi normal na sa atin maging bad critic talaga. So like I said, ulitin natin, ang suggestion ko lang is have your own criteria of what you like a game and just stick with that on every game that you play. Diba? Yung basis mo dyan, ano ba yung pinakagusto mong game sa lahat? Tanungin mo sarili mo, bakit ko gusto yung game na to? So, yun yung magiging criteria mo. Okay? So yun. Yun na lang muna ngayon. Thank you guys for listening and being here with Puro Kalaro. And again, we're back. Okay. We are back to matagal kaming nawala, pero yeah, we're here and we're giving you new episodes and new topics, very interesting topics moving forward. Okay? All right? And again, huwag masyado puro kalaro. Thank you very much, guys. You have a great day.
Next on Puro Kalaro.
Ngayon, timed exclusives na lang. May kita mo. Wala na talaga halos exclusives. So what's the reason on sticking to consoles pa? Loyalty na lang talaga. It's just loyalty